Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone, and we've been waiting, and that was Sir Magnus with the song Waiting, a beautiful song. As I've letting everybody know, I'm here, running late, trying to find my hair, can't wait. Having a good time, this is Psyche Jethro. We had one of those funnest nights. We were supposed to start at 9 o'clock. I promptly went in, pushed the button, said, here we go, and it deleted it. So we had to start a little bit early, I thank all of you friends and everyone that's waited here patiently and all of you new ones. You know what it is. It's Friday Night Wild. And tonight it's really wild because our lovely Amy Cavanaugh is over there with the mediums in Jacksonville, Florida. So get ready for next week to hear it all. She's over there and it's intense. You guys all know Amy doesn't hold back. So look out, folks. Also heard through the grapevine and from the horse's mouth that Amy's going to be on Yelp. That's Y-E-L-P. Also another psychic, which you guys are going to meet here in just a minute, is also on there, and I want you guys to check tonight and see what's going on. One of the most phenomenal and gifted psychics I've been fortunate to meet in my travels of life, and that's Mystic Celeste. She's here from Sedona, Arizona, and we've got her back. All of you guys know she's going to be our Wednesday hostess with all the information and all the fun, and you can get not only your little I shouldn't say little because it's never one of your intense mini readings here with Celeste. And you can also, as you guys know, learn a lot. Celeste is probably one of the most strongest and individual psychics that I know, very sensitive person. And tonight it's great because we spun the wheel and it was supposed to be me and Henri Amy. And we were laughing because what we came up for the subject tonight is reading with heart chakra. And we both knew Celeste is very gifted in this area. Now, those of you who are psychic are going, okay, and some of you are not. So I'm going to just explain. To read with heart chakra means that you open yourself to the energy and you do not mentally read. You read what you're feeling emotionally in your solar plex. You feel what you're feeling in your heart, and you read that person from that emotional state. It is something that is done by all readers at some point or time, but it's a hard area to stay in, and that's why Celeste was brought up. Celeste is a very sensitive, and as you guys have known through the year, we all just love her, gifted psychic, and for her to read the way she does, she reads from the heart chakra. So, without a lot more, you guys are like, where are you? You finally got on here, and I got my hair slapped down, and we're ready to go. We're going to start out tonight, and I have a little bit, me and Celeste are going to talk, and then I'm going to read you a little bit of some poetry, and I'm also going to give you a little bit of some work there. So hang on. I know there's some of you new ones who want to get that psychic reading, and you shall get it. But what's even better and what's funner about Fridays is we get to put a lot of mixture in, because that's what makes it fun. There's so many places out there that you can get that reading. There's places you can get that silly giggle. This place, you're going to get the silly giggle, get the silly fun, and hopefully get a little bit of knowledge to take away and go, psyche's gone wild, have gotten wilder. Celeste, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, Jethro. Thank you for the beautiful introduction.
Very honest and very heartfelt, and you know, very truthful. And what we were discussing about the heart chakra when we had our classes, that those of you who go into Psychic Connection, and I'm working with the angels right now, and Camille is the angel that Camille works with, basically the higher energy. She's the godly energy, and she brings us to our higher force, a lot of heart energy, and one of them. The other one that we have a lot is Kuan Yin, and it's very female energy, and a lot of people have stated that they've seen, you know, the colors around her of the pink, unconditional love of the heart chakra. As we were going through the questioning, would you do us a big favor, Celeste? I know it's a little bit to ask, but a lot of our new listeners and a lot of our students, when they're first learning to read, how do you keep yourself in the heart chakra, Celeste? It's one of the questions we have given a lot, and I'd like you to do it. You're very good at this, and you know what we're talking about, and kind of give them a little bit of guidance here and how to help them.
Okay, no worries. Be happy to. How I connect, sometimes I use a big chunk of rose quartz. I'm holding a big chunk of it right now in my hand. I've been doing a lot of meditations lately where I take a deep breath and I sink in, and with the out breath I sink into my heart chakra, and it lets me flow out all of my energy. And that helps me stay anchored in my heart. I was taught to read previously by reading through my third eye, which I do as well, but I need to stay more centered in my heart these days, especially with the shift that has just happened, this 2012 shift. So I would just, that's how I would tell everybody, you know, just take a deep breath, you know, center yourself, and then just feel all of your energy, just focus on your heart chakra and sink into it. And then just see what images, what messages you get from there, whether it be, you know, clairaudience, or, you know, if you're a feeling, if you want to feel, or you can, you know, clairvoyant, you can see through, you know, get images that way. So that's how I would recommend to do that.
I love it. And I have so many different varieties and different readers and everyone here tonight. We've got everybody going a little wild, and we're going to add a little bit. We're going to just turn around and just exercise this a little bit on the reading for our patient listener of 209. You get to come in for a one question reading with Psychic Jethro and Psychic Celeste. How are you, 209?
I'm great, Jethro. Cam, how are you?
I am trying to be good over here in Florida. Got sick, didn't like it. Found out my grandkids are honorier than we were. And it's like, you know, I have two little magical ones. I have found out that they're very psychic, and they were having so much fun just playing with, you know, everyone that was in the house. And my son teased me. He said, Dad, he goes, it was so fun to see you come. You know, we play a lot. But I thought of you. I thought that your grandkids looked like you've had a pretty good holiday, too.
I did. It's great. They're all here in California, and I've got a new job. You guys had recommended. I'm so happy.
See?
Life is good.
We picked psychic friends.
Now to the next big question. Where's love, Jethro, in my life?
I let Celeste hear doing this, are you able to contact with Pam? Can you feel the energy, Celeste, is what she's asking? And thank you for calling back and letting us know. See, it does help to have psychics and friends. You're one of the few that calls back and says thank you. So that's why there's who asked. That's why she gets a longer reading, not because she went to school with me. Go ahead. I am feeling the energy here. Are you, Celeste, picking up with Pam what you're feeling with any love relationship?
Yeah, I immediately, when she asked that, I immediately got the month of June. So, feeling like a tall gentleman will be coming in contact with you maybe while you're out and about, possibly getting a cup of coffee or something along those lines. That's what I'm picking up at the moment. See what if I get anything else, I'll chime in.
Very good. And we would do that's very great. And we're going in with the energy. We want you to make sure and get with Celeste here. Celeste, tell them how they can get a reading with you if they need to contact you. Celeste gives out deals for 2013. All of you guys who like to try and enjoy the thing that we do promote, and that's our readers. Celeste, how can they get a reading with you?
They can get a reading with me by my new number. It's 928-592-8866. And that's my cell phone. I always have it with me. I will be going on the road here traveling with my girlfriend and our three kitties here soon. I'll be coming down to Tampa and doing some work with Jethro, so I'm so excited. They can also reach me through celestialreadings.net. That's my website. And I haven't been on there in a little while, but I'm getting back into it. So you can also email me a reading, you know, give me some three questions, and if you can, send me a recent picture with your eyes showing so I can read your energy better. And that's at celestialreadings77@yahoo.com. And I'm running some specials right now. I'm going to do 15 minutes for $15. And like a 20-minute to a 30-minute reading I'll do for like $20. So really good deals here.
Very good deal. Those are very good. And you guys hear that again with the number. And Celeste is going to be down here in March with us doing some class. Amy Kavanaugh and Psychic Jethro. We've ended up this January here with due to situations. We're going to extend the class. A lot of you guys were doing the online class. That has resumed. I was a little feeling down physically when I caught the flu. We are back and forth. I've been contacting. I laugh. Some of you, I see some of you in the audience tonight. We are getting together. It's just been mind-boggling, which is excellent because it means that we're getting out, that we're getting people helped. So we're going to be doing classes. Get with me. If you want to do the class through internet, or you want to do the class over the computer, or even better, to come down here to Tampa, because in March we're going to rock. We're going to have a fair. We're going to have classes. We're looking at both places, Jacksonville and Tampa, busy and rocking for you guys. So going into the energy here, we're going to flip a little bit and go back. We've got 951. You're next on Psyche's Gone Wild. Would you care to let us know who you are and ask the last question? Hi.
I thought I was listening in, but sure. Career?
Great. Could I get your first name?
Lori.
Thank you, Lori. I'm glad you got on. Maybe the guys want you to listen in and to get a reading, because, Lori, I'm picking up that you are a good person, but there's some change coming for you. Celeste, can you feel what they're saying?
Yeah, I immediately got business, some kind of business opportunity is coming up for you. I see you working in an office.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I see you. You're in a really nice business suit. I'm feeling a business management, perhaps.
Hmm.
Does that resonate with you?
Not so much. More. Maybe real estate.
Okay, that could very well be that.
That would work, yeah.
Yeah, and I think part of what we're seeing is you've got a little bit of a dual energy there going on. I feel like you've got someone or something, someone there that you're thinking about or something that's gone on that's also going to be helping you. And that's part of what we're getting here, the energy. I say we, but me and Celeste reading together with you. I'm glad that you called in. You are a very good example of energy going real strong. It's like you're listening in, you're enjoying it, Lori, but they also are telling me that you have, I feel like the person or the relationship, something's going on with that person there, that their field is out doing some different stuff there too.
Person in the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, I kind of, I'm not with anybody right now, so.
Well, you're going to be, and that's what I'm trying to, like,
great.
Make you laugh, how you're like, yeah,
great.
You're going to play shy, but me and I'm going to go there. I'm the score. Celeste will dance around. She's very polite. I'm just like, there's a person coming, and I feel what we're both seeing in the future is that. I think that's why we're seeing the other part for you, too, and what I also feel with you, Lori, is that you're going through another strengthening again of your angel work. I'm glad you called in tonight. We're going to be discussing the Kundalini and the energy there, and I feel that this is going to be very good, a little bit of class and listening for you with the work, is you've been having some energy really extending and doing energy with you where you're getting really good feelings and imagery there is what I'm picking up with you. You're very gifted.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. And going in here with Psychics Gone Wild, we are having the wildest phones, and I've got a bunch of you guys. We thank you on 773-897-6461. If you call in tonight, we run a little late, and we thank all of you guys coming in. We're going to get to as many people as possible as we can. We've got about 43 minutes. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Mystic Celeste, where we're talking about the Kundalini. The Kundalini is a double helix of energy. It is a two-strand force that is continuously flow of energy. The Kundalini helix looks a lot like a DNA strand or a chain. It begins at the root chakra or the base of the spine and moves in a serpentine motion around the chakras. Now, you guys, this is why I let that, and you heard me read that out. You know, Jethro has to be all serious for me to read to you instead of psychically read. I want you guys to think for a minute and visualize this with me, because we've had a lot of different psychics and people coming in, and those of you who are taking the class, you get so wound with me. Now, Celeste has been one of my students and knows for years that when we do a class, it's pretty hands-on, it's pretty intense. I don't want you sitting there just relaxed. So all you guys that are here, sitting here, get up, start moving around, feel yourself. If you got headphones on, stand around, get hypered up, because you can feel that energy starting to raise. We're talking about the Kundalini. We're talking about the energy. We're talking about the force that's holding your soul here. And here you are just sitting there all casual, like chewing some gum, looking at me like, well, hand me a peanut butter sandwich. No, we're not going to feed you. We're going to hand you some energy. We're going to grab you by the hand, and we're going to start working it. Give them a little bit here, Celeste, of what you know with the Kundalini energy, and then we're going to do a little exercise here to raise the angels in tonight.
Okay. The Kundalini, like you said, it goes up and down your chakras. You can actually – I always cleanse and clear myself in the morning, and I bring my shields down and ask Archangel Michael to protect me, and then I raise my Kundalini energy up from the base of my spine, and it goes all the way up to at least the top of my spine. And, like you said, it's a Sanskrit word meaning either coiled up or coiling like a snake, and there's, a number of other translations, of course, emphasizing the more serpent nature to the word, serpent power and things. So, you know, snake energy is very... very ancient, and it's very good balance, you know. So that'll help, you know, raise your energy, and you can work with that. It's curled up in the back part of the root chakra in like 3 to 1.5 turns around the sacrum. A lot of yogis use it in their hatha yoga. Gosh, that's all I know for right at the moment.
Love it. Now you guys feel what we're getting exciting here. Now it's going to get a little bit more. The Kundalini, you know, also picks up energy from each of the chakras, as we were discussing. It carries it up and down through the body in a never-ending flow. This process also helps to keep the flow throughout the body in balance. And when we reach a certain high state of consciousness, the Kundalini raises higher and higher in our bodies and can ultimately unify all these areas to the chakra system so that we are able to be expanded force of energy. In a way, the Kundalini is the gamma consciousness, you know, if you think of it in the body. Because as we access higher levels of gamma consciousness, our Kundalini responds just as our DNA does. So visualize with me the energy of what all is going on with the Kundalini. Now, I know those of you who do a lot of work with me and have been working on the classes, I want you to raise the energy up here in the room. I want you to visualize we're moving the energy. We're bringing in a white energy. We're bringing in a positive. We're bringing in a strength. We're raising the energy. And what we're loving and we're feeling is that positive heart chakra, as we were talking about earlier. You feel that green in your heart, or pink if you can do the unconditional color. You know, you don't have to be biased or sexual. You can do both colors. Come on now. Let's just get the energy raised there, doing the positive feeling. Think of some real positive time in your life, some real joyous energy that you've done, and give thanks. Give that positive thank you to your higher and the feeling of the higher creator that's given you that. Feel the energy. There, we got that. Whoa, we got a lot of Kundalini. Feel that energy real quick. Giving a positive, doing an energy right there. You just raise that Kundalini up a couple notches. So you're going to turn around and you're feeling energy. You're going to turn around as we're giving thanks. We always give our blessings. We're going to continually ask the higher strength, and we're going to work a little bit with Uriel. That's U-R-I-E-L. Don't look it up. Just stay with me. It's okay. You don't have to have the name written tattooed on your arm. She still loves you. Going on with the energy. You guys got me wound up tonight. Turn around and get the energy going with Uriel, and you're going to raise that strength up above and look straight up above your head, or if you really want to be big, left side brain, worried about it, man or woman, turn around and look to the north where you are setting, and that's where you'll always find Uriel. Uriel is the strength and the energy there. Know that as you're doing that energy and you're asking and knowing with that knowledge of that strong angel, they will have the knowledge. Now, this is the little part that goes into the big part. You feel and you know that you're asking with Uriel to give you the knowledge. Kick it up a few knots. Step down on the Harley. Let it scream. Turn around and ask Uriel, give me the psychic sense and knowledge and intuition to be able to be the best light worker I can be. Let's say it again. Give me the most psychic intuitive abilities and intuition to make me the most light worker we can be. You can say it in any way you want to rhyme it. You can dance with it. You can do a little Chaka Khan if you want. Whatever you got going there that gives you that positive feeling, feel the energy, feel the strength. There, your Kundalini's up. Now, as you're sitting here and we're all going through the energy, I want each and all of us to do a positive blessing as we were doing when you guys were listening to Tara Wright. Say and know right now what you want to have happen. You're working with the angels. You're in the right place. Any of you who are feeling something, ooh, and it's a little kooky, call St. Michael. He's right there. He's got the sword. He's in the action. He's in the house tonight. I don't know why. If you're feeling stuff right now with the white energy we've got, a couple of you are writing me on Skype, then I suggest get in and do some work, because you got to clean out the house. You got to smudge your house. You should be at the point where right now, any listening to this radio, we've got about 360 here. We've got people all the way from Maine. There's a couple of us in Pennsylvania that's putting energy into this. We've got some angel workers. You've got Mystic Celeste sitting right now on a vortex, spinning on energy there with me in Tampa here on another vortex energy, and all of you guys, the friends and family, putting out the energy. Make sure you say this aloud, your positive intent. Now, this is what we went through before, our welcome so much. I, Psyche Jethro, intend to help as many positive light workers that I can in 2013 to continually be able to open and help each psychic and individual who wants and needs to feel that lighter, higher power. Celeste, would you like to do yours open on the air for your affirmation?
Yes. I intend there be peace on earth and goodwill, and everybody and anybody, they are all free of suffering, and I intend everybody will have an opening, heart awakening energy come into them, and they will all treat others with love and kindness always, so be it, so it is.
Excellent. And we're going to hit right on the button now. We've got 478, you're in next, that came up on the line on the Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you, 478?
Hi, Jethro. This is Debbie. I was actually just going to listen in. Thank you so much for that package I received.
Thank you for calling and letting us know. This was one of our wild winners on Psyche's Gone Wild Christmas, and you got your package. I'm glad it's beautiful. The music of Linda Irwin's, and we've had all different varieties. Everybody got a little different with everybody who put in, and I thank you for calling and letting us know it. And Debbie, it's good to hear from you.
Well, it was a wonderful surprise. I haven't actually listened to the CDs, and it was just a really nice surprise. And I was like, oh, wow, when I opened it up. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'm glad you brought it up, because here in another 5 minutes, we're going to continue on. And that was our lovely surprise tonight, and we're going to let you guys know is Amy and me aren't done with Christmas. We love Christmas. We like to enjoy it. So we're going to continue on every Friday night. We're going to pick another name out of all of the mail, and believe me, I want to thank all you fans. You guys have made it possible. We put a lot of letters over, and we're going to continue to do it. We've had a lot of questions asked, and I will be checking. I know one of the things was they want to do a reading by Mystic Celeste, and you know, we'll talk to them. So we've got her here, and Aurora Rose is another person they've asked for, and they want to have a little more of that health coffee. So I know Kelly's working on the coffee. Celeste, would you be willing to give out a reading tonight to whichever caller that is we call out over the phone?
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll give them another little present here. We've got a couple little more things that are here. We always send out, as you guys know, different ones. We'll be giving out the book From the Other Side, and I will be reading that. It's from, I'll read the names here, but I know Maureen and her, the friend, were on here together, and just phenomenal. They came on, and both ladies reading at the same time, and very much, they talk about the other side and working with people who've had experience there. So I've given you a little taste, a little bit of what we do in our classes. I know over the radio we do this, but what I want you to do is I want you to do the vibration colors, as we, you know, and those of you who have taken class know, but to do the heart, visualize your heart chakra as green. I want you to visualize that energy and continue on. And I thank all of you guys who put the white energy in tonight. It really raised up the class. What we've had, Celeste, happening with a lot of individuals that we're working with on Tampa here, comparatively when I was up in Sedona, is a lot of the energy is doing the immediate because of 2012 and 13, but we're also making record-breaking psychic opening. People are opening within hours.
That's wonderful. Wow. That's really,
yeah,
really powerful.
It is, and I know that when we were up there, the thing that I'm accumulating it to is the hand and the touching, because we're doing the white handling. We're opening people's energy as we're talking about the kundalini and the balancing, and you know, I know you do Reiki, and I'd like you to kind of help a little bit of, we have quite a few healers, and I got some questions here, and we'll get back to the phone. We love all of you. I have a healer here from AR, I think it's Arkansas or Arizona, but they wrote from AR, and they're telling me that they would like to know if when they're healing people and they're feeling cold spots working up and down the energy within a couple inches from the body, and they can't seem to warm this energy no matter what energy or color they put towards the body, what would you suggest they do?
Oh, gosh. Wow. I've been doing a lot of healings lately, and I would just go into my heart and just ask, you know, what is it that I am missing here? Why is there a cold spot? And see if it was me. I haven't really ever encountered a cold spot, and I have been doing a lot of healings lately. Like, I did, like, 3 today on people long distance. I would just really go in and clear your mind and ask, you know, why is there a cold spot here, and see what you guys get.
I agree. I love that. And, you know, working with the energies, and we've got different types of healing, you guys, so you understand we're not conflicting, but we are working energies. I like exactly, and I agree with that, with the heart. I also know that in what we call the old school, and you guys can tease me because we all know my age, and we don't need to repeat it, but with my age and doing the way that we've done this, is that we also have a thing when you start to hit that energy, and like I know that you guys do for the Reiki and that, what we also would do is we would basically transmit some of that and work within another tool. So I would say if this person was doing this and you're, you know, and I hope this is helping you, AZ, with your question, I would take and use, like we were talking about rose quartz earlier, as Celeste said, I would use a tool or an instrument and see if the tourmaline, and that's another healing stone, is different, then I would take it up a notch and I'd grab out my fluorite. You know, I used to laugh, and now you guys now can tease me, but I was, you know, I came from Wyoming. I used to do work there, and I did a lot of reading, but, you know, I was in a cowboy town. I also was very nervous, so I did a lot of work with stones and energies. As you guys have read the book, Living in the Psychic Realm, my teacher and friend Clarence taught me to put those stones in the way. So I would be honest with you. You know, don't take offense, AZ, but if you're feeling that energy, make sure you've got a shield between you. I mean, Celeste was someone I worried very dearly because she's a very compassionate person, and I know she knows her skills to not take it. But I, when you're telling me you're feeling cold, I feel that maybe you might be picking up something you don't want, and unfortunately, you're the conduit. You want to make sure that light's between you. So please write to us anymore, and if I misunderstood, and you know, I've been known to get yelled at before, but going on here, most of the time I'm pretty accurate. What I love to have happen is we're going to do another little bit of work here. We've got someone from Texas that wants to tell a little bit of a story here, and I'm glad that you're on tonight because it is about our mystic Celeste. This person, this individual, has had a reading, and they had a private reading that was done by Celeste a couple of months ago, and they wanted to privately just say they don't want to put their name there, but they're wanting to thank you for the reading you gave them, and they know that you put white energy and helped them. They've went through their surgery, they're doing real well, and they're back on the horse again and back into life. They had felt very sad and depressed, and that they wanted to tell you that you've made a friend in Texas. So when you go through Texas and you know you're going to be driving through there to get to Florida, feel the love because we're sending the energy to you. You've got me wanting to live again. So that's a very heart one. That's a very beautiful. And I love the fact that you guys, you know, that write to us on the emails, know that. You know that this is where you come to. We had a situation last night, and we read all to you. We also had a little bit of another situation the other night, that why did the psychics have a discussion and argument? Simply because we are human. And one thing that's really good about this topic, if we were always just agreeing along, ring the bell, have them come in and put the white coat on the back of us. Wouldn't you agree, Celeste? I mean, this is a topic that we get intense. I know that we all agree and work together, but you're going to find those topics that just, I mean, I ought to be honest with you, I wasn't crazy about the sticks and working together on learning to read those sticks for my aura. I'm not a ET. I don't want someone taking a rabbit ears and checking to see if I'm open. I'm not a cat. You know what I mean? Remember those things? Those made me crazy. And everybody's like, well, Psyche Jethro, you're always so fun. I'm like, no, I'm not. Celeste talked me into it. We tried it. It was okay. I don't want to do it again. I don't want nobody taking sticks and looking at me and seeing zippity-doo-dah what colors I am. So, Celeste, let us kind of talk to you a little bit about some of the differences we have. And so you guys understand not only are we human, but what we're doing here.
Okay, what was the question again, Jethro?
I'm sorry, I got all upset thinking about those sticks. You could feel it. I just started shutting. They're basically wanting to know that how come the psychics, when they call in and they've been on two different times, the psychics have gotten an argument on Psychics Gone Wild, and there was a difference. Why is there a difference in readings? And I'm letting them know that because we are different individuals, we interpret it different, and we do that. And that there's different types of healers, just like I said with the sticks. There's some things that we is going to resonate to me that may resonate to you, or same vice versa. And they're wanting to know why we do that. They feel that we should all be getting the same message, like we should be plugged into the same operator.
Well, we can't all be the same, I feel. You know, if we were all the same and we all read the same, there wouldn't be any variety. I mean, what kind of a world would that be? I mean, we all have different special gifts and talents, and you know, people are going to be drawn to those that specific person. You know, if it doesn't resonate with them, well, then that's not the person that they're going to be reading, you know what I mean, or healing for. I mean, it just wouldn't, that just doesn't even make sense if we would all be the same as in a psychic reader or a healer, you know, or a medium. I mean, everybody's unique and different, and that's what makes this world roll. That's what, you know, so, we can't all be the same. There's just absolutely no way. It would be mundane, it would be boring, it wouldn't help anybody, you know. We all got this special little nick in our life for a reason, you know, this special little talent or gift, you know, from spirit. So,
I love that, and I agree. And I just think it was kind of ironic. Now, we do have a lot of times in patterns we do go together. You know, the really fun thing and the experience of this is working with, like, Raphael and healers and things we were talking. Now, I do like the stones around us. There's different stones that I do believe in, different ones I have my own opinion. I do love to be, you know, put in a crystal working, and I've done some phenomenal work with some friends who did some pyramid work. It was a little different. It did make me a little twingy, you know, and I got out there going, wing, you know, and I was like, okay, I I don't think I need to be tuned to that level. I'm not a banjo. I may get the size of one, but I really don't feel I want to have that ring in my ear. But what I love, and that's what I got with you guys that have been calling in and talking with us, is if you're getting the tuning, and we were talking about the Kundalini, see, you guys thought I got off course, and you were going to yell at me, coming right back to what we were talking about, your Kundalini, and that energy is racing through those energies. One of the really great exercises, and you're going to see this, and we're going to be working on our class, is to be raising, and your each chakra has its own exercise. The really excellent exercise, the best one, is the first one, and that is you are physically laid in a relaxed position with your legs at the same point of where your shoulders are. So visualize with me, you're laying on the floor, you're laying in a comfortable position, your shoulders and your feet are at the same linear distance. So you need to open your legs a little bit so that they're at the same. Your shoulder is right lined up with where your foot is and your foot. Breathe and feel the energy. That starts the red energy, that exercise. Move to the second energy. Raise your knees up so that your feet are touching the floor and your knees are raised up. Yes, you know it's coming. I know some of you guys are like, I'm not into yoga. Believe me, I'm not neither. Everyone knows that my girlfriend's the one who's excellent. She's like Miss Elastic Woman, and we're very proud of her. But I do these things, and it does help. So when you're going with the energy, make sure you're doing 7 breathing and working with the orange energies there. That also is the power that raises that Kundalini. And this is my favorite one because, I mean, it's the least exercise you're going to do. I mean, you guys all know, you know, let's be honest, you know, Jethro's the donut-loving, cake-eating wild man. I'm not going to have you do anything that's really strenuous because you all know with me, I don't. So going into the energy, you're raising those energies, count to 7, feel the Kundalini, you're going to feel a very unique sensation in your back. And I've had a lot of people tease me about it. They're like, I did not. I have back fat, and I ain't got no things back there. Well, so do I. But I know when you feel back there, you're going to feel a sensation unless somebody's missing something. This is a body part that we all have. You'll feel this energy in the lower part of your back start to do the vibration. If it takes a couple breathings, a couple times of doing it, you feel that sensation. It feels, and that's the only way I can use it, like a little tickling or a sensation. It means that your orange is working. And if it doesn't, then visualize your orange chakra. 2 inches below your belly button is that orange. Bring in the light, feel the baby, and feel it raise clockwise, moving clockwise. When you're closing your chakra, you go counterclockwise. Now, this is an easy way to remember this. The top of your head is 12. The bottom of your feet is 6. Always go to your left side and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're at your feet. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're back at your head. That's clockwise. And if you want to go the other way, turn around and go right and just go it backwards. You can all do 12, 11, 9, 10, 8, 6, you're at your feet. Do you see? And you get into that habit. And what's fun about it when you're visualizing it, you know, believe me, years and years of doing this also to help, you're going to feel some really good sensations. If you're going through an emotional part, now let's go to the next part. This is the next chakra exercise. And I can hear some of you guys, I didn't call into work. Well, guess what? You did when you got to pick up that phone. When you feel the energy and you're doing the yellow, your yellow chakra, I want you to raise up your back. So now you've got your feet up, you've got your knees up, you've raised up your pelvis. Now, no kinkiness, come on, people. Raise up your pelvis, I got to tease you. Raise up your pelvis so that you are linear. So your weight is on your shoulders and your neck, and your weight is on your feet. That is the next position. There's your yellow. Now, your yellow chakra is a lot of times a lot more difficult because of our emotions, our energy, our self-esteem, a lot of our energies that are in the chakra right there above. Breathe in, feel that energy. You know you're doing it right when the tummy feels like a little tickling on the front side. You know, you're feeling your tummy. Instead of your back like you do with the orange, you're doing it with the yellow. I know I'm giving you a lot of information for class, and you guys are like, whoa. This is where it goes, and this is where the energy does. Now, you're putting that energy in there, and if you've got some things going on, I can guarantee you, this is the funny part. Now, you hear people joke about, do the position, I always call this the position of the elephant, because if you're in this position of the yellow and you've got anything in there emotional, you're going to sound like an elephant who's had a bad day. Just visualize the trunk and the whole attitude. You're breathing, you're bringing in energy right there in your belly, and that energy is raising clockwise. And let's say, okay, you're having a lot of emotional, you're having a lot of stuff going on around you. Relax and go the other way, counterclockwise, and slow it down. And it's a good sensation. I always kind of get like a chipmunk feeling. You know, you see chipmunks where their necks start to get a little fat and odd. And that means the energy is working because now the other two chakras are kicked in. You don't have to stay there. I'm not saying do this for 10 minutes until your yellow's ready to go, Mommy, I'm leaving you. Just do it a little bit. Do it energy. It's like anything. You do it to where you feel comfortable, feel the energy. Now if you're ready and to go to the energy, this is the hardest one, is to go up like you're doing like a little kid, London Bridge. Raise your hands up. Your feet are there. Your hands are touching. You're raised up into what, a London Bridge position. You remember as a kid? I know some of you are going, I didn't play London Bridge. Okay. What you do is you raise yourself up to where you're doing like, what's the other word? Help me here, Celeste. What would you look like when you're doing, when you're raising up your body and you're on your feet and your hands and you're a back somersault? Is that what it looks like?
Back somersault or a cat stretching its back backwards with your stomach in the air. Yeah, and your feet on the ground, right, Jethro?
Yep, and
you got your hands down, so you're kind of like, you're like arching, only you're arching your stomach and your chest area. That's what I would think.
And these are what this Kundalini to do the exercise. Now, obviously, a lot of you guys who've worked in that, you know through my other, we work on this. We're talking about the Kundalini tonight. This is not going to be a lot of our other class work. We're going to be doing other work and doing past life work and bringing in totems and doing energy. But you guys brought in Kundalini, and that's what, this is the way to do it. I don't feel it has to be raised to the height that I'm going to have you out belly dancing next week and we're going to rock and roll, but you never know. I mean, if the hit, no, I'm kidding, I'm teasing you guys. We do have a lot of fun with it. And so what I want you to do is to do this, work this exercise, enjoy it with some of the things and help with your Kundalini. We'll go into more of it. I know a lot of you guys, we've got a couple more that want to do some phone. We're going to give away the prizes. Thank you guys for all of the questions you've had. We do these classes. They are right now, I'm doing them $25 a piece. Get a hold of me and I'm working with people that are going through different levels of it. I do have a lot of new classes that are added. I have some of you guys that are going to finish back up the classes you've started. We did get a little bit of, like I said, a roughy roll here in December. We're trying to also get back, and I say psychic's gone wild, to where you guys come in and we give you a lot of knowledge and a lot of talk, and it's not just giving you many, many readings. What I'm finding out, what I'm having here is a lot of fun and it's interesting, but we've been doing it a year and we got to grow up now. I got to start doing a little bit more with you too, so it's not just going to be all that again. So I love you guys, and I'm always going to be here, and we're all going to continually to give you a little bit of a reading. That's why you found out here. If you want to get a reading, you know, get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. That's jethrosmith.net. And then I'll give you that really intense, not only email or if you want a phone or Skype reading, but it also is, it's helping you and me in the year of 2013 to be here and now. You know, we want to go, and we are here and now. You guys tease me. We plug a lot of books to help people. We plug a lot of people. And speaking of, we got a friend right now on the phone. We're going to go to 717. How are you tonight?
Great, Jethro. How are you? This is Colleen in Pennsylvania.
I was hoping. I had that angel feeling. We started that earlier. I knew you helped crank it in, and I'm like, here we go, wild one.
Yes, definitely. I was actually listening in as well. I didn't really have much of a question other than, what do you maybe see for me in the next month or so?
Okay, and I thank you with that. I'm going to have Celeste read for you here, and I'm really glad that you're in again, and we got things going, and it's just so good to have you back as family and friends. We've got so many people that we've been going with it, and I'm seeing for you a little bit. I'm going to have, I guess, it's Celeste, would you start with her and talk to her family on the reading, and I will finish up with it, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Okay. Can you say your name again for me, please?
Corrine.
I immediately got your finances are going to be very abundant in the coming months. I don't know if it's like a windfall situation.
Wow.
It's just feeling like really abundant. I see a lot of cash flowing in for you. It might be a new business venture or some kind of windfall I keep getting. So I don't know if you have something, you know, up your sleeve, or you have a business of your own of some, perhaps, or you'll have a business opportunity coming about. That's what I'm picking up.
Wonderful. That's the latter of all of them. Yes.
Really?
Business venture working on for quite a while.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, I feel really abundant prosperity you know, just keep manifesting it, putting it out there. Do definitely. Don't let the negative thoughts come in. I'm sure you know that.
Definitely. Been working on it for quite some time. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
I feel like it's going to be a nice, wonderful breakthrough for you.
That's awesome. Can't wait.
Seth, are you getting anything? Okay, I guess Jethro is no longer.
Back here. I'm back. I apologize. We are having our lovely technical difficulties. I am picking up the energy with the transition, they said, and that's what I felt for Corrine, too. They're telling me that you are going to be doing some other financial some things, and they said, and I say some things, but they're telling me that you're, I keep seeing energy around you that I'm assuming is not just financial, but is some things going for you that's going to be better, working towards some more things you wanted to have happen. And I do know that the angels with Corrine, she's a very gifted person, very positive with angels, are working not only because of her healing abilities, but also strengthening. So I'm going to leave it there because they keep showing this to me, and I don't know if this is karma of coins of financial or of it, but I keep seeing the money and financial gold around you. And I know I'm blessings with you because I know that, you know, whatever the guys are doing, they're keeping that secluded. Sometimes they will do that, you know, with us over things. And I think as a light worker, they want to make sure sometimes as we're reading that we don't give out too much to the public. I've had a couple other readers say, what's going on with the readings? It's 2013. We went through the Christ white energy. We're here. Now we're being put into so much energy. Everybody's getting where they want to do that. So I'm gonna leave it there with you, Corrine. I welcome you to call, you know, and we'll talk on the things we've got. I'm going to go ahead now and have my lovely assistant pull a name, and we have our winner because we're not done with Christmas. That psychic's gone wild, and we have Ibitar Star. Oh, hey, Ibitar, cool, congratulations. I will send you an email and let you know, but Ibitar won that we're still having in presence, so we will get that out to her. We've got some other stuff here that we've been doing, and one thing I love about everybody else too is you know, is also going into another some work, is that everybody else, you know, is having some other stuff that's going on with you. And it's like, I don't know why the energy is doing that, but what we've had happening going on with everyone is we're getting a lot of strong ascension strengthening. And this is something that you're going to notice backaches, you're going to notice physical intense. And if you are going through it, it's not pleasant. It's not staying there. Now, I've had some people tell me that they think it's their age, they think it's their diet, they feel they've come out of the reasons. I can tell you right now, this ascension work is not done. Some of it feels like a burning sensation on your wrist or your hand or your arm. There's nothing there doing it. Those are the times we're into. This is what we've got for 2013. And what we've got in strength and what we're also going into with everybody is we want to really work with and help get with a healer. We just heard Corrine on here. She's one of our phenomenal ones. Grab on, talk with her. Get with Celeste here. Get with Dina Flanagan, Amy Kavanaugh. Kelly, Casey Kelly, get with these people who do the Reiki, do the light energy, and have them, I would say, run a light white energy over you. Because, okay, good example is if you're having something physical that keeps resonating and you've went to your healer and your healer's saying, okay, it's there. If it's ascension energy, it's your guides and your energy is telling you that as this 2013 clicked up and turned up, your body is tuned up and you are deactivating and throwing energy. So, I hope you guys are understanding me. I got a bunch of you guys going, huh? In Skype, you're writing me, what is Psyche Jethro on today? I'm eating sunflower seeds and drinking Gatorade, guides. But it's like, what I'm saying is that when it's doing that energy and that ascension, you want to be checked by different energy people. Now, I know this is going against what we've been saying for many years. If you get a good healer, hang on to him. I'm not saying give up the good healer. I myself have good healers. But what I'm saying is you might want to have an outside source check and do this. You know, because there are two reasons. One is the ascension so fast, your healer and you may have become accustomed to it. Good example, we had a person call in the other night and we were talking about incoming and their left hand was having a lot of problems. Another person's having pain in their left shoulder. Those are signs of your incoming. And if you've got a healer in you working on this together and it keeps continually happening, your healer in you may be in the same karmic path and energies in cosmic records, which we were talking about. You guys know what cosmic records are. And that means your guides are putting you and your healer into a learning curve, okay? Don't get offended, but that's what's happening. So you turn around, you bring in an outside source. That person looks at it, like good example, tonight me and Celeste Rear, I've got another person I'm going to read for on their energy. You're feeling, and I'm feeling, we get the things together, we both come in and help you. That other healer's going to be able to pick it up. Because good example, where did some of the other odd energies go that were in 2012? You guys, we've been talking this over, and I know some of you may want to, if you've got children or odd, leave the room because I know it's going to freak you out. But we had and still have some really odd ET activity. We have great phenomenal Star Brothers, and we have some odd activity. The theory and the belief and what we're seeing with different ones is some of these energies have tried to grab on and do different energies. They're not doing. So you've got people who are having this. Now, I know you're going to get mad and write me and everything, and please don't. I can tell you the proof is there. If you want to go in from a carrying camera, or you want to take an aura camera and look, you're going to see these energies. And what's happening is a few of these energies have hooked on or grabbed on to people, and they're trying to work or stay here. And what happens is a healer gets into it, and you're feeling a burning sensation, your shoulder. I could tell you three spots on the bodies of different individuals that I'm working constantly. Confidentially, no names, but I can tell you of different individuals throughout the country, same scenario. And why I know this is I looked on that. I can see, and I use Skype, and I've worked with them physically here coming to Tampa, and I've seen and be able to pull these energies off because what they're doing is they're trying to become – with the human being. They don't want to go back to the part of it. We're in ascension energy. The vortex, as everyone knows, is raising the energy. The world right now is raising a high vibration. So, you know, I'm not saying everyone has it, but I'm just telling you it's a good way to check and see. And, you know, we're working this now. Those of us who are psychics and healers, I have two friends in the United Kingdom and another friend in Australia that we're working together to do reading exchange for our regular clients so that we're making sure that any of our light workers and our strong workers are not getting that. If you're having physical pain and you're feeling in your left shoulder, now, a good example, let's go through a little of this. Your left shoulder in the back towards your, where you would say your rotary cup, those of you who know this health-wise, or in that area there where your shoulder moves, if you're feeling a lot of it just on the left, and you're feeling a burning sensation usually on both wrists or one wrist. Sometimes it don't have to be both of your wrists. It feels like an Indian burn on both of them. And you're also getting a lot of sensation of what you feel is like physical touching or a feeling of something on your buttocks or your lower back, both in that area. These are the things that are common for this. And I know that I'm, you know, you guys are going, Celeste? You gotta go get So as we're going through the energies, you guys are going to be feeling that, and you're going to know this. You're also going to be able to strengthen this energy. And Celeste had to run and get someone here in a car ride. She'd already, I told her tonight we're running late. But, you know, those of you who are doing this, I want to really look at this and go into this energy a little bit more, too. Of, you know, you guys are going, okay, Psychic Jethro, you've lost it. I've not lost it. We're looking at the energies we're sensing. I'm seeing a lot of healers and a lot of people working with what we always call the rainbow energy, the ancient ways, the strengthening, the rainbow. Reiki, the symbolism, we are working and clearing this energy. We all knew there was Pleiadians, we knew there was Pleiadians, we knew there was other Lemurians, there's been energies of years of different stuff. Now, as we're going through, the excellent thing is what's really positive is we are clearing and helping so many individuals with this ascension work, and I say we, but the higher power is doing it through all of us with tools. This is where the new energies have went, and what's really great about it is we're coming to a very strong understanding, and it's some topics that, you know, those of you who have been in Sedona or different areas, it's kind of a taboo thing for a lot of areas. That's why I teased you guys that want to have your friends or your kids leave the room, is there are, and they have been proven to be hybrids or people who have both, who are not just human. They've had scientific proof. I know some of you guys are going, Jethro, you've lost it. This is something we, you know, talk about very seldom. It's been out there for the last 10 years. It also is something that's very common and very knowledgeable that not only has there been different things found in different places, and everybody blames it on the military and everything else. I'm just letting you know, from living in really rural places and like Sedona, very metaphysical, strengthening places, there are a lot more bigger places than just us human beings doing this. And yes, there may be a lot of that military, but there's also some evidence to state otherwise. Those of you who do a lot of orb pictures and work have been like me through the years, have had a lot of sequence with it. I know of two instances that I have had physical proof, and we did some documentation, and I have someone who's going to be coming on the show here next week, hopefully, but he's a little nervous of it, who sent some of this documentation to the government, and basically the government's worked a little bit with some of these things. Some of it's confidential, so he will be able to work in some areas he won't be able to, but we're going to have him on as a guest and talking about these areas. Those of you who know, I can speak of the late Pat McGuire. He was a friend of mine, and he's passed away, but was known, if you guys want to check it on the computer, he was on 60 Minutes, and that's, you know, 60 Minutes the show, back in the 80s, and he was on TV. He owned a ranch in Laramie, Wyoming. Actually, it was between Laramie and Medicine Bow, Rock River, in that area. And to discuss some of the ET activity and stuff that was going on in my own hometown. So, you know, I want to just let you guys know there's some other, you know, work with it. You can look it up, like I said, on 60 Minutes. You'll find it there. It was not a good show, I will say that, Laramie. There's another person there that was on the show that was into scary stuff. And it's... for those of you who want to confirm about my book and the person that I talk about, Cass, you might want to look it up on 60 Minutes and go from there. So I've given you guys some really big, intense tidbits. It's going to be coming out later, and you're going to get to see Psychic Jethro hitting his time of the news. It's always funny, as last guy, nice guys, they say finish last, but I'd rather be last and be me than I would have the crazy things that we come to see. So going into the other time and... some of the other work that they are having, we're also going to be really doing some other strengthening and some work happening in our life, and that's working with those of you who wanted to and continue to work with the angels. Now, this is a good theory, and this is something we're going to have a topic on, is are the angels angels, or are they ET activity? They're coming through to us because that's how they can show themselves. This is where you're going to have some arguments and fights. I do welcome all of you guys to call in too. And I will, they're going, you know, the people that are coming on, the guests so far, will respect you, and I will, you know, if you respect them, I will mute and I will drop guests if they get violent or they become outrageous over their opinion, because this does make for a very good argument and fight. I personally believe there are, and I know there's angels. I do personally believe, and I know that ETs have utilized some things like this to come in. So these are some of the topics that are coming up for 2013. I love all of you, our fans. I don't ever want to lose any of you. I do understand if this is going to be a little different, but you know, you've got, and I can name 15 shows. I myself have been on the top 6 shows of Blog Talk this year. I did that. My angels did it, and I thank you for the guide work to put me on the best shows. I have friends like Pamela Cummings, Aurora Rose, Kareem Jacobs, Mystic Celeste, Amy Kavanaugh. I would never in a million years give up one of those friendships or stop what Psyche's Gone Wild's done. But we got to take it to a new level. So we're going to take it there. And those of you who are ready for the mature, we welcome you. We love you. Those of you who think we're a little bit Mon the Lulu, we're going to be talking about what's the crop dusting. Are these people real? I mean, there's some things that are going on out there. People are worshiping and getting into. We need to see what's happening. Have some different people going to give their opinions on that. A person that actually went out and did crop dusting to fool people. I really feel this is a sad thing. I could not believe that the person bragged about it. I think that's very disgusting. I feel that he needs to get a life, and he probably will not be on our show very long because I'm going to tell him that. But going into what we've got happening, we're welcoming some really intense people for 2013. Tonight, we've got quite a few of you on that we wouldn't normally. I would try to get it on, but we've got you guys just sitting, and I hope you enjoy it. Amy's out there playing. I'm out here talking, and we're all having a blessed night. I do want to let out know for the other ones, I've got quite a few of, like I said, students I'm going to contacting that still got to finish up for what we didn't get to in December. I've also got a lot of people that I've got readings with. We had a crazy system. I can name off right now of 4 people that I'm going to get those readings done with. I know why the guys are doing it. They do it sometimes in karma. Sometimes they'll shut down, or sometimes they'll do energy. They want to keep the half an hour. I have a person that actually has an hour reading for them and an hour for their daughter. And the guides have done this with them for 3 months. And I'll tell you what it is. They're going to need the reading when they need it. We also, I want to thank Jan. Jan got a free reading and gave her free reading to her, you know. And I know that as we're going through the part of her giving that reading, I want to thank her. You know, she helped our Amy at a time when Amy really needed it, and that's the way it works. You know, guys, give Celestial Readings a chance. You know, let her know. I love each and every one of you. We're going to get together. I don't think we'll be having a show on Where's Elvis, but you never know. As crazy as we're going to get, we're gone wild, and that's what we got to keep doing. You've seen us do the readings. We do that over and over. You can come on here anytime. One of the best things told me yesterday, I had a fan that I met here and did a reading with the gentleman here, and he said, you know, I met you this year, I met you last year, and I goes, I didn't want to sit down with you. I really was really awkward, but I really want you to be an intuitive, a medium, a faith healer, a sooth healer, a good guy. He goes, a comedian. He goes, a funny person. But I just, whenever I say the word psychic with you, I have to laugh. And I said, oh, okay? And he goes, but you know, it's good because you've shown me what that word means. So that's what Psychics Go On Wild is going to do. It's what I've done my whole 40-some years of my life. It's what I'm going to continue to do. Keep you laughing, keep you going, and hopefully get you thinking. Bless each and every one of you. I know this is a little bit different. We will be back Saturday night with our usual, with some new stuff, like I said. Thank you. But don't give up on us, because I'll never give up on you. Good night.